Tomorrow, hundreds of Native Americans are expected to gather by invitation on a former dairy farm in northwest Connecticut. They will purify themselves in sweat lodges and attend a naming ceremony. It's for an unusual animal born on the farm 5 weeks ago. Mark Herz of member station WSHU explains what's behind the pilgrimage.
That's a mama buffalo, or bison, as they're more properly known, calling her five-week-old baby, a sound from the plains here in the pastures beside Mohawk Mountain in Goshen, Connecticut. The little fellow, who will be the center of attention this weekend, stands out against his deep, dark, rich brown mother with her shaggy head and dangling goatee. He has none of that, and he's kind of a ruddy off-white as opposed to the light brown of other bison calves. The calf belongs to Peter Fay.
Well, I mean, I just watched him being born, actually. Him and another calf. Just saw he was white. So called my friends that are Native Americans. They came right over, and then they told me the whole story, really everything about the white calf.
White buffalo calf is a sign of rebirth. It's a good omen. We feel good when white bison are born because it reaffirms our belief that things will be better for our nation and for our people.
That's Jace DeCorey. She's a Lakota Indian and professor at Black Hills State University in Spearfish, South Dakota. Because a white buffalo is so special and can generate lots of interest, there have been fakes, ones produced by crossing bison with domestic cows. The white bison calf in Connecticut is in the process of getting his DNA tested to affirm he's the real deal. Test results or no, Marion White Mouse of South Dakota's Pine Ridge Indian Reservation will be here this weekend. She heard about the birth in June, days after it happened.
To hear that kind of news brings so much happiness to us because of the stories of the white buffalo calf that was passed down to us for generations.
The stories talk about the sacred figure of the white buffalo calf woman. The Lakota Indians believe she brought them the sacred pipe used in their rituals. This weekend ceremonies will be on Peter Fay's farm. His family gave up dairying there when he was young. The last 30 years, he's made his living as the owner of an excavating and rock crushing business. 4 years ago, he got this idea to try raising bison.
They're a wild animal, and they're a challenge. So when you have to work with them or do things with them, you got to be very careful. They'll chase you and run you up the fences.
Fay butchers some of his small wild herd for meat. He says it's low-fat and tasty. He keeps the females long-term for breeding, and now he's got one male who looks to have a long life with him. Fay says maybe 100 people have been coming by daily to get a peek at the white calf. The naming ceremony for the calf this weekend is being led by a medicine man, Marion White Mouse's brother-in-law. There will be plenty of Lakota prayers, like the ones White Mouse says every morning. Part of that prayer is for kids without families, for elders who are sick or uncared for, and for an end to suffering. This weekend, White Mouse will be in a pasture praying over a frisky five-week-old calf that she believes is a white bison and an omen of new hope for her tribe. For NPR News, I'm Mark Herz in Connecticut.